Hey everyone, I'm your host, Catherine Balsley, and welcome to Chat with Cat. I'm so excited to be speaking with you all today. I know I start every single episode off like that, but I truly mean it. I always get excited. I'm in the best mood ever. And I just want to apologize. I did not anticipate May getting as hectic and as crazy as it did. Like, if you're a student, you know how the end of the semester goes. That was all taking place. But at the same time, my parents were leaving the country. I was also in the process of getting a new job and the interview process and all that goes with that. And I was just like, oh my goodness. The US, as you know, had a lot of recent events that were honestly very traumatic, very heavy. I just never want to come on this podcast when I'm feeling really heavy, when my mind is like everywhere. So I just took time to center myself. I know a lot of you all saw, like, if you follow me on TikTok, my reset video, I'm feeling a lot better. I'm feeling a lot more centered. And I hope that you all can feel that energy from me throughout this episode. I also want to thank you all for still giving me a whole lot of love. I got a lot of like stories that you tagged me in, a lot of DMs that were so, so kind, like actually made me tear up. Just the thoughtfulness and the kindness and the love and the genuineness, a lot of kind comments, some reviews. I really appreciate the reviews, y'all, because if you didn't know, they like, I think it pushes my podcast to more people. I'm not entirely sure, but I do appreciate that so much. And I just felt a lot of love from y'all during May, even though I wasn't as active on here as I'd like to be. But I hope that you all had a great May. I hope that May was good to you. I'm hoping that June is good to all of us. I'm walking into June with like open arms. I'm very optimistic. I'm hoping that a lot of good comes from this month. And I'm really excited to talk to you all this month. Okay, I've already got a lot of the episodes plan out. I'm excited. We have so much to talk about, but I'm definitely very excited for today's episode. If you all didn't know, I'm a summer baby and this podcast is a summer baby. This podcast was created in August. I was born in August. So there's a lot happening in summer. I'm always really excited about summer. And so I hope that you all are as excited to hear about summer as I am to talk about summer. You guys know me. This is already a lot of fluff to me, but I did want to update you all on everything that happened throughout May before we got started. And I always want to remind you all to take care of yourself while you're listening to this episode, whether that is getting up, getting yourself something to drink, something to eat, laying down and resting, going on a walk, doing things that you need to do. I mean, I don't know, whatever taking care of yourself is to you in this moment, definitely do so while you listen to me. And without further ado, let's get into it. Today, we're going to discuss the concept of a Miley Stewart summer. And if it's appealing, we're also going to discuss how we can implement this concept within our everyday lives this summer, because it's definitely my vision for this summer mixed in with like a few other things. And so I really wanted to share it with you all because I truly believe after the past few years that we've collectively had with multiple historic traumatic events, this time and this concept can be really healing for a lot of people. And y'all know me, I always have to disclaim because I want to make sure that I'm not being ignorant. So I do want to note that I recognize not everyone gets a break during summer. I know that I'm partially looking at this through a student lens, but I am going to be taking some summer classes and I do have a job that I've started. So I definitely understand that the average person's schedule isn't completely free like when we were kids. And so I'm just providing inspiration that you can take and use when you do have time for yourself. So basically, you can prioritize this if you want to and if it sounds appealing to you when it works in your schedule. So let's get started. Y'all know I had to start this episode by providing the little bit of research that I did on summer and what it signifies. So I found that during summer, the sun is actually most active. So everything in nature gets a lot of energy from the sun to support life, breeding, and feeding. As you've probably seen, nature in the summer is full of a lot of bright colors. Plants and trees are growing their fruits. The days are a lot longer. Nights are shorter and warmer. And for a lot of people, summer represents a magical time for self-development, joy, hope, and so much more. And I've definitely said this before on here, but I really do find power in aligning with the seasons. And this season is the best time of year to draw energy from the earth, and it really doesn't cost that much. It just requires a little bit of time to truly tap into all that's going on around us. So while I'm recording, I realize it's probably not the best for me to assume that everybody listening was equally obsessed with Hannah Montana growing up. Some of you may have no idea what I'm talking about, and that's completely okay. Judgment-free zone. If you want to know more about what I'm talking about and actually watch the movie, it's titled Hannah Montana, The Movie. Literally, that's the title. It came out in 2009 and it shows the main character, Hannah Montana, leaving her life of fame to go back home to Tennessee for the summer, where she's known as Miley Stewart, and where she reconnects with what matters to her. And that part right there, reconnecting with what matters, that's the part that I'm focused on throughout this episode, because lately I found myself so consumed by current events, like unhealthily consumed by what's going on, what everyone's doing, just overall lacking that intention and focus that I value. And I'm not like trying to sit here and talk bad about myself. I recognize that I'm human. It's a lot going on. It's a lot to take in. But I really think that this season, summer, it's the perfect time to disconnect from the masses and connect to what matters. Connecting to the people that matter to you, connecting to the connections that matter to you, connecting to the nutrition that matters to you, connecting to the activities that matter to you, connecting to the places and spaces that matter to you, connecting to the clothes and items that matter to you. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I firmly believe that everyone's definition of luxury is different, but to me, this is luxury in its highest form, feeling connected to everything that matters to you, everything that feels good to you, everything that strengthens you. That's one of the highest forms of self-love. And I think that sometimes people feel a pressure to completely transform themselves, either for the summer or during the summer. And that is not my message for today. Today, I'm trying to emphasize the importance of creating space to come back to yourself. And in turn, that will lead to healing, self-growth, joy, love, everything. But it's happening in flow. You know what I mean? It's happening in alignment. And therefore, the energy surrounding it, it's not forced. It's not pressured. It's not stressful. It's an energy of ease and flow. And that's so good for you and your nervous system. Now let's talk all about what this concept can look like in our everyday lives this summer. So for me, it looks like actively taking a step back from the amount of social media I'm consuming. If y'all follow me on Instagram or TikTok, you know how much I love documenting moments. I've enjoyed it before social media was even a thing. Taking pictures and taking videos is definitely a passion of mine, but the consumption, that's where the problem lies for me, and that's where I need to give my brain a break. It doesn't need 24/7 access to everything happening in the world all the time, constantly. I remember I reshared a tweet that said, our bodies weren't made to consume all that we do. And so for me, by taking a step back from all that I consume in the world and of the world, I'm making space to consume what matters in my everyday life. And for me, I'm making space to grow the connections in my life that matter to me and even new connections in my life. For me, it looks like strengthening my communication and really aiming for consistency. It looks like telling the people I love that I love them and I want to spend time with them and setting a date to do so, hosting or attending cookouts, dinner parties, eating a meal outside, going to the movies, aquarium, painting class, candle class, museum, or even no plans at all and just sitting outside or inside talking, discussing, might just have a drink or something. It looks like being open to new friendships and possible romantic interests. It's pretty crazy, y'all, but I'll actually be going on a date this week. It's my first one in so long, and that alone is a big step for me because I get really nervous, but I'm trying to strengthen my trust, my vulnerability, my openness, slowly but surely. I'm also making space to connect to nutrition that matters to me. And for me, that means lots of home-cooked meals this summer. And don't get me wrong, I am all for trying new restaurants, new good food places. Like, it's probably a high on the list hobby of mine. But when I really want to love on me, nothing makes me feel better than buying the ingredients and making the meal from start to finish for myself, because it's made with love and it's exactly tailored to my taste buds. I'm eating more color, more leafy greens, more fruit, more protein, lots of ice cream, pastries, cakes, lots of baking, lots of smoothies. But honestly, nothing makes me feel better than a home-cooked meal. Like, I feel so energized, and it's just a process I want to prioritize this summer because throughout the school year and when things get really hectic, usually that's the first thing that goes for me. Like, okay, I'm just going to eat whatever I can. I normally won't even prioritize when I eat. I won't even properly make food for when I'm going to eat, and that just definitely affects my energy. It affects my overall, like, just ability to even hold a conversation or even go on a walk and not get dizzy. Like, so much of our energy is what we're like putting into our body. I just want to make sure that I'm making proper time for the nutrition. And honestly, I think that it goes beyond food. Even what I'm taking in, like music wise, what I'm taking in, like what I'm reading, what I'm like mentally and like spiritually, I also want to make sure it's like nutritious. And that might sound a little crazy, but it's really just making sure that I'm feeding myself like well, you know, and that's not just food, it's also what I consume. I'm also making space for the activities that matter to me, and that's long walks early in the morning and around sunset when it's not too hot. It's seeing yoga classes that heal me from the inside out. I might do a whole episode on yin yoga, y'all. But it's swimming from time to time, it's biking, it's hiking, it's moving my body in a way that feels good to me, and also taking advantage of the fact that I can be outside and it's warm enough to do so. It's gardening, planting and growing different flowers and produce. It's reading. Oh my goodness, I want to start a book club with y'all so bad. Like, my dream would be to like read a really, really good book, like have other people reading it too, and then meet up together over like really good food and like talk all about it. Like, that is so fun, and I've never done anything like it. So that's something that I want to get into. I really just want to get lost in books, reading all different types of books. I want to watch childhood movies that I love so much. I want to travel here and there, explore new places, or see familiar faces or places. Honestly, with the way my schedule is, it might just be like 3-day trips, but that's okay. Like, still just taking the best out of it, even if it's like a day trip. Just something new, something to see, something to take in. I want to check out different farmers markets near me and different summer events that are going on. Maybe even a concert. I want to do picnics, car rides, everything that feels good and is in alignment with me. It's living and enjoying what I enjoy. And there's one consistent thing that I want to make space for in every single season. The one thing that I will never stop talking about, and it's that I want to make space for rest. I want to make space for genuine good rest. I want to make space for unwinding every single day. I want to make space for de-stressing. I want to make space for genuine good sleep. Uninterrupted sleep, because I feel like everything I'm talking about is great. Okay, yeah, you want to do all these activities. You really want to connect with people. You really want to just embrace summer and all it has to offer, but you can't do that if you're not resting properly. That's just, they have to come together. And I think with summer, I love being up the entire day, okay? I love being up when the sun is up, so when the sun is down and beyond that, I love late nights. I just love making memories. But sometimes I forget how vital my sleep is and how vital it is to just allow myself to breathe and just allow myself to rest. And so within this season, making space for rest is as essential as it is for every other season. It's what helps prevent burnout. It's what helps create room for consistency. And so rest, I'm always going to bring it up like almost every single episode. And another reminder that will never get old and I will talk about forever and ever is that slowing down and embracing stillness and silence isn't a bad thing. Just last week, I had finished the semester. I did really well. I got straight A's. But for a split second, instead of just allowing myself to enjoy the moment and to just rest for a second, my mind wanted to jump to what I had to do next. It was like, okay, that's great and all. That's really amazing that you finished the semester. Kudos to you, but we have things to do. And this summer, I'm actively trying to stop myself from thinking that way. Yes, there are so many things that I can accomplish this summer and I will align myself accordingly. But on the day-to-day, I do not want my never-ending thought process to be, okay, what's next? Okay, what's next? Okay, what do we have to do? What do we have to do? Like, no. Soaking in quiet, soaking in how I feel in a moment, soaking in a breeze, the sun, whatever is taking place is very important to me, like living in the now and honoring the Catherine I am right now. As much as I look forward to who I will be, let's say after this season or in a year, like both are equally important. And so I need to give space to honor both of them. And there's one other thing that I feel like it's important to reiterate. It's something that I've said time and time again. It's that each and every one of us is unique, right? We are all one of one. And there's a power in that. Matter of fact, that is our power. That's what makes us so special. And I think that unconsciously, we can try and replicate everything around us while forgetting to honor our uniqueness. This can be like hairstyles, fashion, decor, music, lingo, aesthetics. You name it. And I believe that drawing inspiration is one thing, and that thing is very, very amazing. But completely replicating other people and everything around you doesn't always give you the space to honor you and what your body and mind is calling for. So this summer, another thing that I'm making space for, and I encourage you to do as well, is allowing yourself the space to do what feels good to you and for you. And honestly, if that means that everything that I said in this podcast you do not resonate with, you do not relate with, you do not like, that's fine. You could do the complete opposite. That's what your body is calling for. I just noticed that I have a lot of like-minded individuals who listen that kind of relate to a lot of the things that I talk about. And so when I'm saying things, most of the times people can resonate. But if you don't, honoring yourself means listening to that. But I truly do believe this summer really comes down to presence, intention, joy, and connection, which can look different for everyone. Matter of fact, it should. But pushing to include those, I mean, the results are magnificent and the feeling within it is amazing. And after listening to this episode and kind of continuing on the note that I just said, I really encourage you to either write out in words or create a vision board with pictures your vision for summer. And while doing so, I want you to ask yourself these questions. Ask yourself, what will my mornings look like? Ask yourself, what will my afternoons look like? What will my evenings look like? What will my spending look like? What will my self-care activities look like? What will my social life look like? Do I have any goals? If so, what are they? And honestly, you could just keep asking yourself questions, but there is really a power in setting, well, first visualizing, setting that intention, and then aligning yourself with that vision. I already did it. I really, really love everything that I wrote down. I really look forward to looking back at it after summer. But again, I'm not saying you have to just change your whole life. Definitely not. I think that that's just always a constant pressure. I'm just saying you're just setting intention and then walking and speaking and moving in existence with it. But I really do want you all to remember, this is like the last really, really important thing that I want to say throughout this episode. Please remember that privilege plays a role. Our environment plays a role. Our finances play a role. Our mental health plays a role, right? So never, ever, ever be too hard on yourself, because there are so many factors at play. When my finances change, my time change. When my time change, my ability to even think like this change. Like I really wish that I could sit 3 or 4 years ago, Catherine right next to me, she didn't even have the capacity to think about this, because I was just so focused on what my environment looked like and unable to see past it. And that's not a fault. It's very difficult to do so. And so right now my environment looks different, and therefore just my overall energy towards you all is different. And so I just want to remind you all, there are so many factors. And that's why it's always so important to never compare yourself to the next person. Because like I said, we are all one of one, having different factors in our life, different forces. And I think that sometimes wellness creators, or wellness, maybe the word influencers, can forget to acknowledge that. And it is important to do so, because it really affects everyone's ability to create certain visions. But I never want that to really limit you all to the extremes, because if I never stepped outside of what my environment was looking like, I would never be sitting in like the room that I'm sitting in right now. So it's like a balancing act. And I just want you all to always be easy on yourselves and always extend yourselves grace. So I believe I've covered everything that I wanted to talk about when it comes to a Miley Stewart summer. And you definitely don't have to call it that or use that phrase or anything like that. Just, you know, how people say hot girl summer, people say there's a lot of phrases around summer. And so that was the phrase that I thought really covered what I was coming to discuss. And so I thought it was like the perfect title. And I don't know, it kind of makes me reminisce, makes me nostalgic, makes you think about, you know, just how good it was to be a kid and just like watching Disney shows at the time. But yeah, that's really my think piece on this. And I am really looking forward to summer with you all. I do have so much that I want to talk about this summer, and I finally have the space to do so. And it's been a long time coming. And so I don't know, I look outside and I get happy. Like, and I just hope that you all feel the same way. And so that you can relate to what I'm saying, and that this episode resonated with you, or there's things that you can pull from this episode and use in your life too. I just think that from a psychology perspective, this is just a great way to heal and soothe yourself and be kind to yourself, and really just put forward what matters and what you value. And yeah, so that is my a million cents, honestly, not even 2 cents, but I really enjoyed today. I really enjoyed talking with you all. I just really appreciate all the love you all show me. I appreciate when you post about my podcast and share it to your people. I appreciate when you leave reviews. I appreciate when you leave comments. I appreciate everything and anything kind that you all do when it comes to this space. And I am so forever grateful for this space. It's like my favorite community, the best place that I love to come. And I cannot thank you all more enough for that. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And I will see you most definitely in next week's episode. I cannot wait. I'll see you soon.